Hawkins, as long as there are gun-free zones there will be mass shootings. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 11, 2019. While Democrats use mass shootings as a platform for more gun laws, the ugly truth is such shootings will continue until we repeal laws that create the target-rich areas known as gun-free zones. Gun-free zones present attackers with a setting in which they can confidently shoot innocents without fear of armed resistance. In other words, they deal out ultimate harm to others without fear of facing any harm themselves. Therefore, it's not surprising that 97.8% of mass shootings in the U.S. between 1950 and May 2018 occurred in a gun-free zone, according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. Wow, 97.8%. Yet the Democrats respond to mass shootings with calls to ban AR-15s, expand background checks, restrict magazine capacity, and more. But none of these laws get to the core issue, which is that terrorists and criminals are attacking places where they know their targets cannot fight back. Places where 100% gun control via gun-free policies render the people sitting ducks. For example, Breitbart News reported that Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto, D., responded to the October 27, 2018, shooting in the Tree of Life synagogue by signing a ban on shooting AR-15s within city limits. This response to heinous Tree of Life attack is illogical, as it was already illegal to discharge a firearm within city limits, just as it was illegal to murder innocents. Neither of these laws matter to the Tree of Life attacker, and they will not matter to other determined attackers. Andrew Pollack, father of slain Parkland student Meadow Pollack, reacted to Peduto's ban, tweeting. Ironically, the Tree of Life synagogue had no armed security on the day it was attacked and 11 innocents were killed. Another gun-free zone, another heinous scene. Yet Mayor Peduto rejected President Trump's calls for armed security in places of worship, and instead turned the conversation toward gun control. This is a go-to approach for Democrats. They preserve gun-free zones by fighting to prevent good guys with guns from being added to the scenario. Peduto illustrates how they do this in places of worship. But they also do it in schools by fighting to keep teachers disarmed, and they do it on college campuses by warring against campus carry for self-defense. As long as there are gun-free zones, there will be mass shootings. And it is the height of inhumanity to keep students, teachers, professors, and worshippers trapped in defenseless positions, all for the sake of furthering an anti-Second Amendment political ideology.